Well, I'm here in Miami to get better, to get my mind right for this season coming up. Miami, it's a beautiful place, beautiful weather, you know, good to get out there, get that sun in your system, working hard, get your blood flowing, get you sweating. Work out, bust your ass, relax. Time to get my day started. I got 10 minutes before I get to the gym. I always come down here like during the off season, like when we have days off, I'll come down here and train. So I just felt like it was a nice spot for me to train at, so I just kept on coming down here and training, so. Where I work in Pete Bomarito Performance, there's more technique stuff, so they watch your body, they take care of your body, they give you like this, it's like the science aspect of working out. The sun's in your face, just feel good in Miami. Warm up. Now I'm about to go inside. It's a little workout. I'm just expecting big things out of myself. I like to set expectations high for myself. I have a mindset. I have to go out there and produce. You know, I have to give my team a chance to win games. So that's my whole mindset. We can't never go back 1-15. That's a heartbreaker. I remember I was crying one time because I done lost so many games in a row. I was like, I'm not used to that. I've never done this in my life. So it definitely hurt me seeing my team go like that. But as a player, we're very emotional because we have passion for the game, that drive to win. Like when I play another team, I watch their defense, how they do it, because I want to do more than them. I want to be better than them. So that's, and if we don't end up winning that game, then I'm like hurt, like I didn't do enough. That's how I feel after a game. I didn't do enough to help my team win.
Back to pass on play action. Looks, loads up. Now he's got to get out of there, and Ogba's got him. The rookie with the sack.
I think it just comes to me. Like sometimes right before the game starts, I'm like, oh, after the sack, I'm going to do this. Got it. Yeah, after the sack, sometimes I just forget about it and I just do some random stuff. I feel like it just happens in the moment.
On first down and 20, back to pass, looking, got hit. He's going down. They get the sack off the corner. And it's Emmanuel Ogba again.
Last year, one time, it's like, it just came in the moment. I like made like a little wall and like broke. I was like, oh. I watched the highlight. I was like, oh, wow, that looks nice. I was like, that looked nice. Boys from back home, they were like, man, Ogba, what are you doing? What was that? I was like, it just happened. It was random. But they said it was definitely better than the other sack dance I did. It wasn't really a sack. I like bear crawled and like ran up to the field. And they were like, okay, that was way better than that. So you got to stop that bear crawling one to the front and just do that one. That one's better. I'm definitely going to do something special every time I get a sack. So just look forward to that.
On third down and 5, takes the snap. Back to pass, looking left. He got hit by Ogba, and down he goes, Emmanuel again.
Coach Jackson says it every time. It's not going to be like this ever again. I love that guy. You know, he's a player's coach. You know, he tries to give his players opportunity and chances to win games. You know, he pushes his players very hard. I remember one time at practice, I didn't get off the ball fast enough that he came up to him like, hey, I've seen you get off the ball way faster than that. Just tell me, hey, you need to get off the next play. I did it. He was like, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I like. Somebody like Coach Jackson on your tail, like, hey, come on. Like, that motivates you. Like, just keep going. Hey, you got a little bit more left. Keep going. You got more left. Keep going. And I'm looking forward to big things this season. Knowing how the league works now since I got a year under my belt, I'm just ready to go out there, you know, do what I can, do my best to help this team win games.